Father, I pray too that if there's anyone watching us during this service that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father, I pray for them that their hearts will be soft and open to the touch of the Holy Spirit as He tugged at their hearts here tonight. Father, if anyone's watching tonight and they're sick in their bodies, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch their bodies as well. Hallelujah. I just give you the glory and the honor and the praise for that, Father. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Say it again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I want you, if you would, to turn again in your Bibles to the 37th Psalm. Psalm 37. Hallelujah. And we've covered a good bit of this already, but I'm just going to start reading it, verse 1. And then I will be making a stop somewhere. Amen. We'll camp somewhere. But beginning at verse 1, this is Psalm 37. This is the Psalm of David. Do not fret because of evildoers. Now, let me say this right off the bat. This is such a wonderful psalm, especially for the time that we're living in right now. Amen. How many of you know that the Word of God gives us hope? Yeah. Amen. So the Word of God's telling us, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Now you'll find throughout this entire psalm that it has a lot to say about the wicked. It has a whole lot to say about the wicked, and we'll read some of it. But I want to tell you something. The wicked that does not repent, does not give their life to Jesus Christ, they don't have a future, not a good one. Now, you've heard me say many, many times before, and it is the truth, that once you're born in this earth, you're never going to cease to exist. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to know that I have eternal life. How about you? Amen. I have eternal life. I'm born again. I've been washed in the blood. But if had I chosen to reject Jesus Christ, I'm still going to exist somewhere. And it can't be with him because I would have rejected him. So because of that, then that means then that I would spend part of my time in hell and the rest of it, well, we're part time in hell. And then in the lake of fire, there's no time. it's forever and ever. It's forever and ever. And that's the reason it's so important for us to preach the gospel and every opportunity that you have to share Jesus with someone that will listen to you, share Jesus with them. And if you have the opportunity to pray with them to get born again, pray with them to get born again. Folks, it's important. You hear me? It's very, very important. All right. So let's get back to verse 2 here. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. And then we are told, thank God, we have instructions to follow here. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Feed on his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I like the way the King James put it, verily thou shalt be fed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember one time we had a place to stay, but there was a limited time we had to move. And just seemed like none of the doors, no doors would open up. As a matter of fact, I want you upstairs, if you would, give me Psalm 37, verse 3, King James Version. I've been reading from the New King James, but in any way, Kathy and I, we prayed and we sought the Lord, and just no doors would open, and we had to be out of the house that we were living in a short amount of time, because the folks that owned the house, they were moving back into the area, so we had to give them their house back. Amen. That's only right. But I remember praying, and the Lord took me to this verse here. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land. In other words, I'd have a dwelling. You know, do you know a house, another name for a house is a dwelling? It's a dwelling place. That's where you live. I say house, it can be an apartment or whatever, but it is a dwelling place. And so this is a promise from God to me. And it was just like it just jumped off the page, and God was just talking to me. So he says, trust in the Lord, do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what I did? I trusted in the Lord and did good. And God gave us a place to live. Amen. And he's fed us ever since. Hallelujah. And he's going to continue to do that. But I just thought I'd share that with you. So praise the name of the Lord. And I'm back in my Bible here, the New King James Version. So it's verse 3 says, trust in the Lord. And then verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Amen. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bring wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. You see that? But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the weak shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. Look at this. The Lord does what? The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hold your place there at Psalm 37 and turn back to Second Psalm. See, sometimes these folk think they're getting over on God and they have in their way. It's very, very temporary. And this applies to individuals, but it also applies to governments, those that are in charge of governments and they're doing their own thing. Look at verse 1. This is Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cord from us. For who sits in the heavens? Now, I misread it. Let me read that again. Listen to this. He who sits in the heavens shall do what? He shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Hallelujah. Nothing gets by God. Nothing. Plans that are made in secret places, God's there. He sees it all, don't he? Amen. Nothing gets by God. All right, let's go back to Psalm 37. Glory to God. So verse 12, the wicked plots against the just, gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow. They cast down the poor and needy to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Now, I think we covered this last time. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. You get that? A little that a righteous man has is better than many wicked. Better than the riches of many wicked. Hallelujah. I would rather follow God even if my refrigerator or freezer is bare. I'd rather follow God than have millions upon millions of dollars and live in a wicked life. When you have God and his word, you have all you need. Because God knows how to fill an empty refrigerator. God knows how to bring finances to his people. Are you listening to me? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's read on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Now, look at verse 18. I love this verse. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Hallelujah. God knows our days. And I'm here to tell you, listen to me. If you make a decision that you are going to trust God, if you make a decision, I'm walking with God, it doesn't matter what goes on around me, I'm walking with God, I'm staying with God, you will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God knows my days. God knows your days. He already knows our tomorrow. Are you listening? He knows our tomorrow. He knows our next week. Hallelujah. And he knows how to get to us everything we need. Hallelujah. He hadn't lost the recipe for manna. If he took care of his people in Goshen, he'll take care of me too. And you. Are you still here? Glory to God. All right, let's read on. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil times. Say that. Say, I will not be put to shame in the time of evil. Say it again. Amen. And that's not all this 19th verse says. It says, they shall not be put to shame in the evil time and in the days of famine. Anybody know what famine is? That's lack. In the days of lack, when the times are tough, and in the days of famine, finish that. Folks, I didn't write it. I'm just preaching it and teaching it. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Amen. But this is talking about people that's walking in the Word of God, that's walking with God, that's living by faith. People that are not doing their own thing. Amen. Remember what I told you a few weeks back, and we were talking, and Brother Tony reminded me that I'd said that, and I'm saying it again today. Even when it's cloudy, the sun is still shining. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me read on. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadow, shall vanish into smoke, and they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay. What does the righteous do? I can't hear you. Show mercy and give. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, this is what Jesus said. He said, give, and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with men given to your bosom. Let me tell you something about the righteous. They are givers. They are givers. You still with me? Hallelujah. Let me read on. But the wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. I love verse 23. Are you ready for this? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Every day you get up, you ought to say, Father, here I am. Glory to God. I give you praise. I give you glory. And Father, order my steps today. Amen. Another way of saying that is, lead me today, Father God. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter, and he's going to lead you, and he's going to guide you. And let me tell you something, he will even show you things to come. How many of you that God has spoken to you about something that hadn't happened yet, but it happened, and you knew it was God? Anybody raise your hand? Amen. How many of you maybe have been, let's say, for example, driving down the road, and all of a sudden you just had an unction that you either need to stop or even need to make a turn, or listen to this, had the unction not to even make that trip at all. That's the reason that we must stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And there have been times when we just had the unction. We planned to do something. We just had the unction on the inside. No, we're not going to do that. Or we're not going to go there. We're not going to buy that. Or whatever the case may be. God's promised that he's going to lead us. He promised that he would order our steps. But now he can't order your steps if you don't listen to him. He can't order your steps if you don't obey him. If you headstrong and say, man, I'm going to do this, I'm whatever, then you suffer the consequences. Believe me, I've been there. I won't go into all the details, but I bought an automobile one time that I should have left on the parking lot. And it cost me a lot of time, and it cost me money. Amen. Glory to God. All right, what verse was I on? 23. All right, yeah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And listen to this. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. You know what? Even when we make a mistake, even when we do it wrong, God does not kick us to the curb. When we fall, we are to get up, let God brush us off, and keep moving ahead. When we make a mistake, yes, the Spirit of God will convict us, and we need to repent, do what 1 John 1:9 says, confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But let me tell you something. When God forgives you, that's it. He's done with it. The Holy Spirit convicts, and if we will obey, that's it. God's ready. Let's go forward. Let's go forward. But the devil condemns. I thought you was more mature than that. Why did you let this happen? Blah, 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 on and on and on. The Holy Spirit does not condemn. He will convict you to get it right, but he does not condemn. When you go to God and you confess your sins before him and repent before him, God's ready to move on. But the devil want to keep you right there so he can rub your nose in what you did and remind you every day of what you did, what you said. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about, raise your hand. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You heard me say the other day, the devil is constantly trying to remind us of our past that's already under the blood. It's already been washed in the blood. He's still trying to remind us of our past. But here's what we got to do. We got to do two things. You let him know what the Word of God says about you. And then it's also it's fine to remind him of his future. And we see here in Psalm 37 that his influence is going to cease. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I love this. Oh, what a testimony this is. Wow. This is what David says, verse 25. I have been young, and now am old. Are you listening? He says, I've been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, if you got a Bible, you can write in. I would recommend that you highlight that or underline that. This is David's testimony. He said, I was a young man, now I am an old man, and I have never seen the righteous. He's not talking about just himself. He's talking about the righteous, God's people, people that follow God, people that walk in his word. He says, I have never seen them forsaken. Hallelujah. He says, I haven't seen the kids out begging for bread. Bless the name of the Lord. What a testimony. Y'all mind if I read that again? I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Give me that verse in the Amplified Bible, please. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the uncompromisingly righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Said, I claim that for myself. Amen. I don't know really what a young category and the old, what a young leaves off and the old begin. I know people have different opinions about that. But I can say for sure I was young, and I'm not as young as I used to be. But I can tell you myself, God has been faithful over the years. When it seems like nothing was working out, God was still faithful. Anybody have that testimony other than me? Glory to God. When it seemed like nothing would ever change, but guess what? It did. I remember not too long after Kathy and I were married, I know we had Cedric. I'm not sure. I think we might have had Edwin too, because we was living up near Jefferson Paisland area. But I told her, and she was in agreement with me 100%. I said, we don't have much. We don't have much. But we are committed to God. And one thing we're going to, and we were in agreement with this, and one thing we're going to do, we're going to tithe, and we're going to give offerings. And we're going to be a blessing wherever we can. And we did. In the flesh, it would have been real easy to take that money and go buy something else with it. I said, no, I'm committed to God. I believe what he told me. I believe what it says. And at that particular time, we was more or less between churches, weren't we? And so at that time, what I did, I said, well, we between churches, but we still gonna tithe. So we took the tithe out, kept it separate until the Lord showed us where to give the tithe. And that's exactly what we did. We gave it. God's not going to forsake his righteous ones, the ones that love him. Amen. Can I say something else? And I'm going to getting ready to close out. We're not, there's some more we'll cover later on. But I want to share this with you. As we get ready to close, the Bible tells us that we are ambassadors of Christ. We are God's hands, feet. We are his mouthpiece while we are here in the earth. Jesus is not going to step down out of heaven like he did 2,000 years ago more when he came to the earth. He's not doing that again. Not in that fashion. You understand what I'm saying? Now, he's coming back. Hallelujah. But he left us here to be a blessing on his behalf. We are to bless, and the blessors are to give the glory to God. Amen. I said amen. We are to bless, and the blessed are to give glory to God. Oh, they would tell us, thank you, God bless you. And what should our response be? Glory to God, or to God be the glory. And it might even be an opportunity for us to tell them more about Jesus if they don't know him. And I just want to close saying this. Believe God to bring in more finances into your life. Not just to meet your needs, but to be a blessing to others. When the opportunity arises, isn't it something? When the opportunity presents itself, you are able to be a blessing rather than saying, oh man, I wish I could help. I wish I could help. Let me tell you something. Being able to help meet a need is so much better than saying, I wish I could. Are y'all still here? Because we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you.